This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1774. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 20th, Anguilla, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cuba, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Greenland, India, Indonesia, Mexico, Morocco, Netherlands, North America, Oklahoma, Slovakia, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. It seems that the Caribbean beacon does serve a useful purpose, QSLing Anguilla on shortwave broadcast. And you don't necessarily have to try to do it through headquarters in Los Angeles. In the Radio Escutas list, Ivan Dias in São Paulo, Brazil, says he got a QSL direct by email from Doris Mussington at beacon@anguillanet.com. That's the station on 6090 or 11775 when it's active. Ron Howard in California and I noticed that one of only three frequencies that Radio Australia can use anymore has been missing on May 19th and 20th, 12085. When we checked around 12 or 13 UT, that's the one aimed across the Pacific toward Alaska, but also reaching the rest of North America almost as well as 9580. And it's the same antenna which is used the other 12 hours of the day on 15240. That is 12085 between 09 and 21. And we hope its absence is only temporary. It is still on their schedule. The only Brazilian on 120 meters, and one of only a few stations left anywhere in the world on that band, broadcast stations that is Rádio Educadora de Limeira in São Paulo State. It's been rather irregular, but reported active again by Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso to Hardcore DX, 2380 kilohertz, heard at 0736 UT on May 18th. And also at 0522 UT, with Sertaneja Music, also reported by Luiz Shiny Neto, who lives near the station. This was on the 18th of May. He says it returned to the air a few days ago on 2380 with very little power, 200 watts more or less, and remains on the air during the daytime, although the other reports were in the middle of the night. There are two Brazilians on 5035. However, currently one of them is off the air, Rádio Aparecida. In Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves is able to tell them apart, not only by the programming, but by using different antennas. The other one is Rádio Educação Rural in Coari, Amazonas. It's reported by Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso do Hardcore DX, May 19th at 1046 UT, with some local announcements. From the Spaceline relay site in Bulgaria, at Kostenbrod, also known as Secret Broad by Ivo Ivanov, Dinga Kurdistana is currently being transmitted on 11510 during certain hours. It's also heard on its second harmonic, not only by Ivo in the neighborhood, but by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, probably a sporadic E opening, on 23020, May 15th, around 1615 UT. This site is currently used, among others, for the Voice of Kurdistan only between 13 and 17 UT. Lopez says it's a very old former Soviet transmitter which produces disturbed audio quality and the harmonic, and it covers 17.6 kilohertz. For the harmonic, however, he says, is 8.2 kilohertz wide with unclean audio. It reached an S7 signal level for him. And Ivo Ivanov adds the 11510 transmitter also puts out spurs plus and minus 20 kilohertz. The World Radio TV Handbook lists very few Cubans above 1500 kHz and none at all on 1570. But in the SWC IDX window, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says he heard a Cuban on 1570, May 1st, at 0300, presumed to be Radio Enciclopedia, with news in Spanish mentioning Cuba. Terry Kruger, who keeps close track of Cuban broadcasting from Clearwater, Florida, says Enciclopedia never airs newscasts or anything other than refreshingly music-based entertainment from the otherwise commie-dominated radio waves of Cuba, and the announcer is always a female voice. The report from Bulgaria says it was a man and woman. However, there is, or at least was, an Enciclopedia on 1570 a few years ago, according to his logs, in 2010 and 2012. So keep an ear for something from Cuba on 1570 kilohertz. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a powerful signal from Radio Rizala International, RISALA, one of the many clandestines to Ethiopia. It's in the Oromo language and on the air Fridays only, 1830 to 19 UT via France on 21620. I suppose that might make it well back to North America as well, as we also hear France on other 13-meter frequencies in our early afternoons. The following occurred on short notice, so I could not tell you about it last week before it happened, and it may well be a one-off, but in case it's not, Radio Latino and Cool AM Radio had a special combination transmission. These are European pirates. Cool AM is from the Netherlands, and Radio Latino is in Italy, they say, supposedly the transmitter location. It was to be on 7530 or 7585 or 7590 on Friday and or Saturday and or Sunday, May 15th to 17th. They offered more details if you check their blog, www.radiolatino.bigbig.com. And it was subsequently heard by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain on 7595, May 16th, Saturday at 1833 to 1905, playing music of the 70s and 80s. And later that same day, it was on 7585 from 2254 to 2306 with a Radio Latino ID and Spanish and Italian music of the 60s and 70s. Sporadic E-openings starting to peak this time of year can make the world above 30 megahertz very interesting. Tim Bucknell forwards to the Harmonics Group a report from the Skywaves DX Group from Jürgen Bartels in Germany of something he heard on 44.9 megahertz. It sounded like African French, but in fact it was very old French southwestern dialect from the Pyrenees. It was, in fact, Radio Pais in Pau, P-A-U, on the French side of the border. This was the semi-harmonic of an FM station on 89.8 megahertz, but heard on 44.9. Semi-harmonics are rather more rare than regular harmonics. They can occur when a transmitter is generating the frequency and fails to prevent it from getting out before it's doubled. This was on May 16th. He doesn't give the exact time he heard it, although he reported this after local midnight. Being sporadic E, you have to take it whenever it comes. There are no shortwave broadcasts anymore from Greenland, also known as Kalaallit Nunaat, but there are utility transmissions if you'd like to QSL that large island. Here's a tip from Ivan Dias in Brazil again, as he also tipped us about Anguilla. The coastal station in Aasiaat, spelled A-A-S-I-A-A-T, sent a QSL card in 77 days. He heard them on 6522 kilohertz, and he sent his report by email to bm@telepost.gl. I looked for more information about this station. The IB listings have a lot of such stations, However, he does not have it on this frequency, 6522, but on three other frequencies. And the call sign is OYR, Oscar Yankee Romeo. The other frequencies he lists are 2250, 3250, and 4381. They have English weather broadcasts of 10 minutes at many times throughout the day. I'll mention the start times for several of them during the night hours. 2205, 2320, 0120, 0420, 0705, 720, and 1120. As I believe we mentioned recently, CVC, The Voice Asia, terminated its final shortwave service, which was for India and vicinity via Uzbekistan, as of May 6th. Ivo Ivanov says he recorded the final 6 minutes of their broadcasts, which were on 6260, and also earlier in the day on 9670 in Hindi. Kai Ludwig replies, checking the website, thevoiceasia.com/radio-broadcast. It says, sadly, our shortwave frequencies were discontinued on May 6, 2015. You can still find us online via this website or on our mobile apps. But Kai says, don't you believe that finding them online still comprises much radio? All that's left now are 3 hours a day broadcast on 0 kilohertz in the 0 meter band. And as the How to Listen page states, on FM to Nepal, whatever that means in practice. In fact, the live stream appears to be still up around the clock. But as I am writing this, just a looped buzz tone is being played out. The automation is off the air from 1:30 to 5:30. I guess that's Indian time. What a farce, says Kai Ludwig. One should keep an ear on former Indonesian and Papua New Guinea shortwave frequencies in case they ever come back, and here's one that has. From California, Ron Howard says, 3905, RRI, Merauke, Indonesia, May 15th. Tune in at 11:30 to hear an NID station with a long series of speeches, maybe political, until 12:26. And then at 1300, there was an RRI ID and jingle and theme music and news. Another jingle at 1359. It went off at 14:02. He says, I believe this had been off the air for some years, so especially nice to hear them again. Thanks to input from Seichi Hasegawa, Mauno Ritola, and Atsunori Ishida. And I hope NBC New Ireland does not return soon because it's on that same frequency, 3905. Merauke is spelled M-E-R-A-U-K-E. It's not even on the maps in the World Radio TV Handbook since 2009, when it was in the extreme southeast corner, next to PNG, of Indonesia's Papua province, formerly West Irian, formerly Irian Jaya, formerly Netherlands, New Guinea. And then Ron Howard follows up about this with further monitoring. R.I. Merauke's one-day-only special on the 15th was to mark a religious anniversary, Isra and Miraj, on the 27th day of Rajab, the seventh month in the Islamic calendar. So those were not political speeches at all. Each year at the State Palace in Jakarta, there's a commemoration of the ascension of the Prophet Muhammad. This year's presenter was Professor Dr. H. Syamsul Anwar, along with remarks by the President of Indonesia, Jokowi. Furthermore, checking May 18th, it was on the air again, although it was missing on the 16th and 17th. He heard it 3905 from 1144 until 1221 closing, again with some Radio Republic Indonesia IDs at 1201. It seemed to be parallel to Palangkaraya, just below 3325, and Vimana, below 4870. But it went off just at the end of the news while the other stations continued. So perhaps this will become a regular broadcaster again, Ron hopes. He also checked on May 19th when it was gone again. But wait. It was on again May 20th, however, just an open carrier with decent strength, no audio perhaps. It was just testing, heard from 1135 until 11:49. Ron had noticed it was somewhat on the low side of 3905, and Dave Volk, who measured it 32 hertz below on 3904.968. In Hardcore DX, Dave Volko reports on another Indonesian, the only one on 41 meters, RRI Nabire, 7289.930, May 20th at 0850 with the Koran until at least 0858. It was as strong as Vanuatu near 7260. After 09, they were playing some music and announcements, and it suddenly disappeared at 5 seconds past 0914. As I recall, this one usually signs off about an hour earlier. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1774. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. It and this program are strictly non-commercial, and thus we are very appreciative of voluntary donations from our listeners, such as John Black, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com and says, love to listen to your programs. One may also contribute by check or money order on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One of the major signals in Mexico City is going off the air, or I think actually changing format, XEQ on 940. It's the one which has two transmitters, one of which is on frequency and the other of which is significantly below 940, causing an audible heterodyne, at least, even if you can't hear anything more from the station. Here's the report via Jose Miguel Romero in Spain from the radioformula.com.mx website. I translate as we go along. XEQ Radio comes to an end after more than 75 years. The well-known station thanks its followers for so many years of loyalty via its Twitter account. After maintaining itself on the air for more than 75 years, XEQ Radio announced the end of its transmissions to give way to a new station, Que Buena 940 AM. That's K-E Buena, which is a format in use all over Mexico and the U.S. It continues, the well-known station thanks its listeners, as I said. It began transmissions in the year 1948 and was known for filling out romantic music requests from its listeners, music from yesterday and today. Let's hope the Heritage three-letter call sign, at least, will not be changing from XEQ. During the past week, I've had a couple of good sporadic ETVDX openings from Mexico, revealing that there are still some analog stations active on the low band, especially Channel 2. And this will be the last year this will be possible. It's by the end of this year, everything is supposed to be digital TV in Mexico. We weren't sure how many of these stations had not already switched to digital only. Among the ones I could identify were XEWO in Guadalajara, which is known as Más Visión, and its logo is a plus sign and a V. And they promote the fact that they're also on digital channel 26. And XEFB in Monterrey is still active. Its logo in the upper right corner is the word Teleactiva. I also had an Azteca 7-net station, very likely XHTAU in Tampico on Channel 2. It's been very hard to get a specific ID from it. And judging from the level of interference, there are quite a few others still going on Channels 2, 3, and 4 at least. Another shortwave station that comes and goes is the last one in Morocco on 9575, Radio Méditerranée Internationale, or Médien. It had been missing for a few days, so we were apprehensive it might be gone for good, but it was back on as of May 15th, reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain at 1315 UT in French with musical programming. He says the signal is weak. I don't know if it's due to bad propagation or some technical problem, but its deficient modulation had not been heard in the past few days. Also confirmed back on the air as of May 15th at 12 UT by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. It's supposedly a 250 kilowatt transmitter on the air 24 hours a day. And also reported at 0114 UT May 19th by José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil, when it was in Arabic. He says it slightly had a good signal and fair modulation. Radio Space Shuttle International, which was once a pirate but now buying time on real stations, scheduled a special broadcast via Germany, Channel 292 on 6070, Saturday, May 16th at 0230 until 0430, heard by Alan Rowe in England. That was in addition to what is apparently a regular broadcast on Sundays at 20 to 21 via Bulgaria, 50 kilowatts on 13800, and its second harmonic, as Ivo reminds us, 27600. However, Giampiero Bernardini in Italy tells Playdx that transmission on May 17th was actually on the air until 21:26, so it ran way over time. On UT Saturday, May 16th, I heard a couple of North American pirates much later in the night than they are usually active on 6950 AM at 0535 UT Radio Garbanzo, and on 6875 or slightly less at 0610 Shortwave Ghost. Following Dave Valko's report from Pennsylvania last week of a medium wave harmonic from Oklahoma, KWHW Altus, just below 2900 kilohertz, I've been hearing it any time at night and even well into the daytime. Starting May 15th, it's a country music format but with considerable talk elements, such as Oklahoma News Network on some half hours, such as 1330 UT. And the frequency is definitely on the low side, about 2899.76 kilohertz. The signal can be unusually strong. In fact, if we didn't know better, we might assume it is an intentional shortwave broadcast. Meanwhile, the fundamental frequency, which should be slightly below 1450 kilohertz, is undetectable here, a couple of hundred miles away, making me suspect that their transmitter is so mistuned that it's radiating most or all of its signal on the harmonic rather than the fundamental. I'm still hearing it as of May 20th, almost a week after it started. As long as it is not interfering with anything on 2900, I urge DXers to let it be. Do not complain. Do not even try to contact the station for a QSL, as once they know about it, they will certainly be getting rid of this harmonic. Oh, actually, my distance from Altus is only 147 miles. Richard Lemke in Alberta says Jeff White of WRMI has agreed to add another frequency for the relays of Radio Slovakia International during the summer, not only 5850, but now a higher frequency which will propagate better, 11580, midnight UT in Slovak, and midnight 30 in English. The sporadic EMUF only has to reach 26 megahertz, less than half of what it needs to reach the television channels in order to propagate some of those auxiliary stations on the 11-meter band. So keep an ear on those frequencies. Harold Froge is hearing again WQGY 434 on 25910 FM, the relay of KLDE in El Dorado, Texas, such as May 8th at 1418 UT when they were playing country and western music, which seems to be a change, among other things. Also, May 9th at 1426 and May 14th around 1500. Their other frequency was not being heard, 25990. Both of these are believed actually to be in Dallas, Texas. Via BBC monitoring, the VOAnews.com website says about itself on May 15th, U.S. Congress initiates attempt to reform international broadcasting, including the VOA. The House Foreign Affairs Committee introduced legislation May 14th that would establish the U.S. International Communications Agency to replace the current Broadcasting Board of Governors. It oversees civilian government broadcasters VOA, Radio Marti, RFERL, Radio Free Asia, etc. Under the proposed legislation, VOA, TV and Radio Marti, and the International Broadcasting Bureau would be consolidated under the new agency with its own CEO. RFERL, RFA, and the Middle East Broadcasting Network would be consolidated into a second agency to be known as the Freedom News Network, overseen by a separate board of directors and CEO. Representative Ed Royce of California says the reform is needed so more of the agency's budget can be spent countering foreign propaganda and not on Washington bureaucrats. A hearing on the legislation was scheduled for May 21st. Similar legislation passed the House last July but failed to be considered by the Senate before the congressional term ended. Meanwhile, we have news of at least two VOA language services closing, neither of which have been on shortwave for many years, but apparently existed at least online or via FM relays. Chris Greenway says it's the Persian service, which he hears is about to close down its online stream. The date uncertain, but perhaps at the end of May. It has been calling itself, by the way, Radio Tamasha, meaning to watch, which would seem to apply to television. And Rita Chicho in Tirana says that Albanian Broadcasting has been notified that the Voice of America Albanian service will be closing on the 6th of June. Our thanks to Jeff White at WRMI, who has granted a new broadcast time for World of Radio. It's Sunday night, UT Monday, 0330 on 9955, which already started May 18th. Guess who's coming to shortwave? Art Bell. Harold Froge found a posting at the Free Radio Net referring to his website, artbell.com, that he has a deal with WTWW to be on 5085 when he actually resumes mainly as a webcast as of the 20th of July. It'll be weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Pacific, or UT Tuesday to Saturday at 04 until 07. Oh, and despite the Pacific timing, it'll be called Midnight in the Desert, also on the Dark Matter Digital Network. On some previous daytime medium wave band scans here in Oklahoma, I've had traces of WWL in New Orleans on 870. And now I have a definite log, May 18th at 1843 UT, a local commercial with a local phone number. Here I am, more than a megameter away from New Orleans, overland at high noon, getting WWL 870. Also, since May 18th, in the middle of the night, I'm hearing a good signal in Spanish on 1020 with preaching. It is KCKN Roswell, New Mexico, which is back on frequency, no longer causing a heterodyne. Listen for Eastern Zone time checks and IDs as Radio Visión Cristiana, since programming originates in New York City. The propagation order from Boulder, ANK indices, mostly 5 and 2 through June 1st, but rising to 25 and 5 on June 8th. Solar flux only 90 May 21st and 22nd, rising to a peak of 130 June 5th and 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1774.